This practice is a compassionate body scan. The compassionate body scan is an opportunity to enhance mindfulness of the body, but also to nurture a more warm, compassionate attitude toward the body, which is especially important when we're experiencing physical or emotional distress or discomfort. To start, please find a comfortable position resting on your back. Place your hands about 6 inches from your sides and your feet shoulder width apart. Once you're feeling comfortable in that position, feel free to place one or two hands over your heart or another soothing place like the belly, perhaps one hand on the heart and one on the belly, or two on the heart and two on the belly, whatever feels best for you. Whatever gesture you've chosen, let this gesture suffice as a small reminder to bring not just awareness, but loving, connected presence to your body throughout this experience. Feel the warmth and gentle touch of your hands on your body. And take 3 slow, relaxing breaths to settle in. You can leave your hands where they are on your body, or you can return your arms to your sides 6 inches or so away from your body if you like, whichever feels best for you. Throughout this meditation, we will be bringing warm-hearted attention to each part of the body in a variety of ways. Moving from one part to another, practicing how to be with each part of the body in a kind and compassionate way. As we move throughout the body, we will be inclining our awareness toward various parts of the body with a sense of curiosity and tenderness. Perhaps in the same way you might incline your attention toward a young child or a puppy, or small animal, or something precious to you. If, as we do the body scan in a few minutes, if you feel ease and well-being in a particular body part, you can invite some appreciation or gratitude to rise within you toward that part of your body. Whereas if you notice judgments or unpleasant sensations regarding a body part, perhaps you can let your heart soften in sympathy for this struggle. You can also place a hand on that part of your body as a gesture of compassion and support, imagining warmth and kindness flowing through your hand and fingers into your body. Our bodies have a story of their own, and it is natural for some difficulties to arise or for emotions to be evoked as we scan into certain places in our body. If you find that any area of your body is too difficult to stay with today, this might be another opportunity to offer yourself compassion. If you notice this happening, that it's too difficult to stay with your attention in a certain part of your body, feel free to move your attention somewhere else for a while, especially perhaps to another part of your body that feels either emotionally or physically neutral or pleasant. We're wanting this exercise to be as comfortable as possible, so if you notice that distress arising, just move your attention somewhere else that feels safer. begin the body scan, starting with inclining your attention to the toes on your left foot. Beginning to notice if there are any sensations in your toes. Are your toes warm or cool, dry or moist? Just feeling the sensations in your toes on your left foot. Ease, discomfort, or perhaps nothing at all. Letting each sensation in your left toes just be as they are. If your toes feel good, perhaps giving your toes a wiggle and a smile of appreciation for all that they do. Then moving to the sole of your left foot. All the parts that touch the ground and the earth each and every time we take a step. Can you detect any sensations there? Our feet have such a small surface area, yet they hold up our entire bodies all day long. They work so hard and we spend so little time inclining our attention to this part of our body. Feel free to send your left sole foot some gratitude if that feels right. And if there's any discomfort there, imagine opening to it in a tender way. Now sensing your whole left foot. If your left foot feels comfortable or neutral, you can also extend gratitude toward it for the discomfort that you don't have. And if there is any discomfort in your left foot, allowing that area to soften as if you were wrapping it in a warm towel. If you like validating your discomfort with kind words, you might say to yourself in your head or out loud, "Ah, there's a little discomfort there. It's okay for now." Gradually, moving your attention up your left leg one part at a time, noticing whatever body sensations are present. Ankle, noticing whatever sensations are present in your ankle, sending some appreciation if it feels fine, and compassion if there's any discomfort. Moving slowly through the left side of the lower body, from your ankle to your shin and calf. Noticing sensations in the shin and calf. Left knee, and as we continue to move up the body, just notice sensations that are present, sending some appreciation, gratitude, or warmth if the part feels neutral or fine, and sending compassion if there's any discomfort. Moving up to the left thigh. When you notice your mind wandering, as it always will, as it's designed to do. Just return to the sensations in the part of your body we are currently attending to. When you notice your mind wandering, you might also want to anchor yourself by offering some words of kindness and compassion, such as, "May my knee be at ease," or "May my thighs be well." And then dropping the words and returning your attention to the simple sensations in each body part. Now we will move up to the left hip. Noticing, allowing this entire process to be exploratory, curious, even playful, as we gently work our way throughout our whole body. If you feel uneasy or judgmental about a particular body part, try offering yourself supportive touch, soothing touch, breathing gently, imagining that kindness and compassion from your own touch, your own breath, are flowing throughout and into your body. And again, whenever you feel ease, offering an inner smile of appreciation if that feels right to you. Now bringing loving awareness to your entire left leg, making room for whatever you may be sensing or feeling. And moving on to the right leg, we will begin with our right toes. Right sole of the foot. The right foot as a whole. Right ankle. Right shin and calf, front and back of our lower right leg. Right knee, front of the knee, back of the knee. Reminder that we're just bringing curious attention, noticing sensations, offering compassion, appreciation, if the sensations are unpleasant or a negative story comes up, offering yourself compassion. And when the area feels neutral or pleasant, offering gratitude or appreciation. As we move up to the right thigh, feel free to skip any part of the body if it brings up too much physical or emotional discomfort. As we move up to the right hip, and your entire right leg brought into your awareness. Now bringing your awareness to your pelvic area. There are strong bones there that support your legs and also all the soft tissue in your pelvic area. Perhaps feeling your buttocks on the floor or the chair. Our buttocks are some of the largest muscles in our body, and they help us climb stairs, allow us to sit and stand, and support our whole spine. If there's any stress or tension in that area, perhaps sending a breath, words of compassion. And if that area feels neutral or pleasant, maybe a soft smile or a mood of appreciation for all this part of our body does for us in supporting us. Now moving your awareness to your lower back. A lot of stress is stored in the lower back. If you notice any discomfort or tension there, you might imagine your muscles relaxing, melting with tenderness, softening as when you enter a bath. As we begin to move our awareness throughout the spine and our back, feel free to shift your posture a little if an adjustment will make you more comfortable. Bringing your awareness to your upper back now. And now moving your attention to the front of your body, to your abdomen to start. There's a lot going on in this part of the body. Many organs that do many important body functions are tucked inside your abdomen. Perhaps sending some gratitude and appreciation to this part of your body. If you have judgments about your belly, see if you can take just one small moment to say some words of kindness and acceptance to your belly. Then moving up to your chest. Just a reminder to skip any part of the body that brings up too much physical or emotional discomfort. And now that we've scanned the whole lower part of the body, if you find that any of the next parts that we explore bring too much discomfort, maybe you want to return your awareness to your left foot if that felt like a safe place. And if you're still with me, you can move your attention to the center of your chest, the center of your breathing, and also your heart center. Infusing your chest with awareness, appreciation, and acceptance as much as possible in this moment. Perhaps putting a gentle hand on the center of your chest, allowing yourself to feel whatever it is you're feeling right now. Just noticing, saying hello to whatever's there. No fixing, no judging, just noticing. And bringing a little bit of tenderness to whatever's there. Feel free to gently touch the part of the body as we go along from here if that feels right to you. Noticing the sensations in your left shoulder. The shoulder blade, the front of the shoulder. Continue to incline your awareness toward each part of the body with the same quality of warmth you might have toward a young child or a small animal. Feeling the sensations in your left upper arm, biceps, triceps. Noticing the sensations in your left elbow. Bringing tender awareness to each part of your body. Your left lower arm, wrist, the left lower arm includes the forearm and the wrist. A lot of tension in these parts of the body these days. Bringing that tender awareness to your left hand, and into each and every finger on your left hand. Feeling free to wiggle your fingers if you like, savoring those sensations. Your hands are uniquely designed to hold and move objects and are very sensitive to touch. Taking a moment to feel what's there, maybe sending some appreciation to your hand. And now scanning your whole left arm from shoulder blade to fingertips. Scanning your whole left arm with loving, compassionate awareness. And moving to your right side. To your right shoulder to start. Right upper arm, all parts, front and back, all sides, your right elbow, right lower arm, right wrist, your right hand, and each and every finger on your right hand. Maybe giving them a wiggle. Noticing and savoring the sensations of wiggling your right fingers. Bringing your whole right arm from the shoulder blade to the hand and fingertips into your awareness. And now we're going to take our awareness toward our head, beginning with the neck. If you like, you can touch your neck with your hand, acknowledging and remembering how the neck supports your head throughout the whole day. It's a conduit for blood to the brain and air to the body. Our necks can feel quite strained, the muscles there can be quite tight. Taking a second to offer appreciation and kindness to your neck. Either mentally inclining your loving awareness there or with physical touch. And if your neck feels good, sending appreciation or sending compassion if there's any tension or discomfort that you're noticing. Finally, moving up to our head, beginning with the back of the head, the hard surface that protects your brain. If you like, gently touching the back of your head with your hand or simply touching it with your awareness. And then your ears. Bringing your attention to both ears, left ear, right ear. Those sensitive organs of perception that tell us so much about our world. If you're glad for the capacity to hear sound, then allow appreciation to arise in your heart for this. And if you are someone who's worried about your hearing or struggles with hearing, perhaps offering yourself soothing or supportive touch and giving your ears and yourself some compassion for this. And then offering the same loving awareness to other organs of perception in your head. So we will begin with your eyes. If you feel glad for the capacity to see, glad for the capacity to take in sights and beauty, allowing appreciation and gratitude for your eyes to arise. And if sight is a struggle for you or limited, sending compassion to your eyes and to yourself for that struggle. And bringing the same compassionate awareness to your nose. Maybe noticing the subtle sensations just below the nostrils as the air moves in on the inhale and out on the exhale. And bringing awareness and loving tenderness to our lips and mouth. Your cheeks, jaw, and chin. These parts of our body help us eat, speak, and smile. And finally, your forehead, crown of the head, and underneath your brain. Your tender brain is composed of billions of nerve cells that are constantly communicating in order to help you make sense of the world and survive. if you like, saying thank you to your brain for constantly working on your behalf. When we tend to struggle with our mind, with our emotions or thoughts, we often don't spend enough time or any time sending this compassion and awareness to our brain for all the wonderful things it does for us. When you've finished there, try offering your body a final shower, a warm rinse from head to toe of kind and compassionate attention to your whole body. As you envision this shower of loving awareness, if it feels too much to imagine loving awareness showering through you, maybe it's just appreciation, gratitude, respect, compassion, love, whatever is called for, whatever feels accessible for you, even if you can't name or label it. Letting that shower your whole body, whatever that is. When you have finished giving kind and compassionate attention to your whole body, you can take a few deep breaths, maybe wiggle fingers and toes, and then slowly flicker open your eyes.